Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. I told you Monday, Friday is going to be here before you know it, and here it is. It is Free for All Friday, and I am ready to go. All right, big games this weekend. We'll talk about that on the show this afternoon. Mayor Cantrell's federal indictment is getting some national attention, and that's not good news. But do you think that's really going to affect tourism? We'll talk about that, but we really have a lot to get to this afternoon, and there's a big alligator in Bayou St. John. This thing is huge. It's gigantic. We'll talk about that, too. All right, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. All right, Free for All Friday on the show. That means we can really talk about anything you want to talk about. Let's try and stay away from politics because, well, there's a few things we might mention about politics. But, I really want to just, again, try to be a voice that is representing the cooling off of the political tension. And look, I'm a political junkie, and I've got my opinions, and you've got your opinions, but, you know, I don't want to be part of things ramping up and getting worse. There's a new poll out that shows that 51% of Republicans don't like the direction this country's going in. But there's a lot that we can't change on this show, and I just, you know, I don't want to get involved in the no-win battles every day on the show. But, you know, again, if there's a big political issue, we will talk about it. But there's a lot of other stuff to focus on. Mayor Cantrell's federal indictment is drawing national attention, and so I've seen this on some national news shows, and it is in print around the country as well. But do you really think this is going to affect tourism? I mean, I don't think so. I think we're okay. As much of an embarrassment as this is, I don't think it's going to affect tourism because, I mean, think about it. Think about a city that you'd like to go to right now. Well, let's say Las Vegas. I mean, do you care if the mayor of Las Vegas is under federal indictment? Let's say you want to go to New York. Do you care if the mayor of New York is under federal indictment? You want to go to South Beach? Do you care if the mayor of South Beach or the mayor of Miami is under federal indictment? No. You want to go to L.A.? You care if the mayor of L.A. is under federal indictment? No. So I really don't think this affects tourism. You know, it's getting national attention, and that's not a good thing. But I don't think it's going to hurt us. I really don't, and I think that's good news. But boy, you know, when Mayor Cantrell had to ask for permission to go to Iceland, when you think about her ego and her arrogance over the years and how she has just done things and said, I can do this because I'm mayor of New Orleans. I can do what I want. I mean, that's been her attitude. Man, that had to hurt her to ask permission. Can I go on a family vacation to Iceland? That had to be really hard for her. But you know what? She put herself in this position. And I'll tell you, you know, next year, she leaves office in January. The election is, of course, coming up, but she'll officially leave office in January. Interesting that she's, you know, not going on any trips. In fact, I don't think she can go on any trips unless they approve her trips. But, you know, this is going to get exciting next year. Because there are still questions about whether or not her booty guard, Jeffrey Vappi, whether or not he is going to turn on her. I mean, could he become a witness against her to get a lighter sentence? So, again, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, and we will be following all of that. So you hear in the news about a potential Super Bowl bid for New Orleans in 2031. And if we don't get that, I think the next chance we get is 2038. God, I mean, by 2038, I'm going to be old. I might actually be old by 2038. I mean, I still hope to go if they have. Well, I don't always get to the Super Bowls even when they're here, but I love to get involved in all the excitement, you know. But when I hear about, well, we were going to have it in conjunction with our tricentennial, but they gave it to, I think, Detroit. They gave it, no, Minneapolis. I think they gave it to Minneapolis because of a new stadium. You know, it's almost as if the NFL holds cities hostage. It's almost like extortion. It's almost like the NFL is extorting money because they want better stadiums. And it's almost like, okay, you want a Super Bowl, you need to build a new stadium. Well, that's not fair to the city of New Orleans because we've got a great stadium. I mean, where else would we build a stadium? I mean, it's right downtown. I don't know if there's another area. Maybe there would be an area along the river, toward Chapultepec, on the other side of the convention center. Maybe there would be another spot to build a new stadium. But this stadium is perfectly positioned right in downtown New Orleans. And that's one of the benefits of having the Super Bowl here, because everything is within walking distance. So, you know, the idea that, you know, the NFL is telling these cities, you know, you want the Super Bowl, well, you know, build a new stadium. I don't think that's fair. A lot of great stadiums out there, and there's no reason why the Super Bowl shouldn't be here every year anyway. But the idea that, you know, we're pressured to build a new stadium, it's absurd. I mean, you know, even if we don't improve it, the Superdome is miraculous. Now, I haven't been to SoFi Stadium. Haven't been to a lot of the newer stadiums. I know there's some great stadiums around the country, but I don't like the sense that the NFL puts pressure on cities to build new stadiums if they want the Super Bowl. So there's going to be more parking and new concourses at Armstrong International, and there's a new master plan for that. That's good news. You know, we really have a cool airport. You know, I fly, you know, kind of often, and we have a really pretty cool airport. I mean, we've got great bathrooms. The bathrooms are really cool. And overall, you know, there's food, there's shops, there's, you know, some stuff that you would need if you're on a layover or waiting for a flight. So, you know, the old airport, it was an old airport. That's about it. But, you know, the new airport is really cool. So If they're planning to make that even better, that's even better. Hey, you know, there's really good news, and you know, good news doesn't always make for great talk radio because people love to complain about things. But there's good news about the homeless, and it seems like the homeless situation is getting a lot better in the city. Now, again, that's not a good talk show topic. If homelessness was becoming a bigger problem on the streets of the city, man, the phones would be lighting up. Yeah, get these people off the street. But if it's a case where homelessness is improving, you know, people don't want to comment on that. But I don't want to ignore that, you know, because that's positive news. And it is the negative news that gets more attention on talk radio. But, you know, that's why a lot of talk radio focuses on negative things. And I don't want to ignore the positive things just because of the nature of talk radio. So this weekend, the Saints are in Seattle. We'll be talking about that. LSU plays Southeastern. Southeastern is, look, I want to say this with all due respect to Southeastern, but this is not a secret. Southeastern is not in the same class as LSU. It doesn't mean that teams like Southeastern don't surprise teams like LSU, and LSU has to be ready to play. But for their image, it's almost like LSU has to beat the hell out of Southeastern to look good, because if they don't, then there's going to be, well, why did you beat the hell out of them? Because you should beat the, you know, hell out of them. But, you know, this has got to be a proud moment for the players and the fans of Southeastern to see their team and for their their team and for those guys who are playing, for them to be on the field at Tiger Stadium, that's got to be a big thrill. Plus, they get a really big check. I mean, this is a lot of money for Southeastern, so it's beneficial. Now, Tulane is going up I-55 to Oxford, and they're going to play Ole Miss. Ole Miss is ranked 13th. God, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I so want Tulane to win this game, and I think Tulane can win. But I'm kind of concerned that Ole Miss might win the game. But I don't want that to happen. I want Tulane to win. And just Tulane seems to be doing, you know, pretty well. I mean, they had to come from behind against South Alabama. Had to come from behind, but they did it. And I'm going to watch the game. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be tomorrow afternoon, I think at 3:30. Tulane against 13th-ranked Ole Miss. And, you know, it's a big challenge for Ole Miss. I mean, they can't take Tulane lightly, because if they do, they're going to get their tushes kicked. So Charlie Kirk's producer is telling Paramount to stop holding back on the South Park episodes satirizing Charlie Kirk, because he said he loved it. In one of the new episodes of Charlie Kirk, of one of the new episodes of South Park, Cartman sort of plays a character like Charlie Kirk. And I thought it was really funny. And they did a great job. And I'm glad that Charlie Kirk's producer likes it, because of just the tone of the conversation with politics. South Park did not air a new episode this week. I guess a new episode will be coming up. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It is free for all Friday. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Hey, have you seen...
It's the freaking weekend, baby.
It's the freaking weekend. You know, there was a time when you said freaking on the air, people freaked out. They were freaking going crazy over saying freaking on the air.
Well, you could go too much with it. You could go too far. If it's clearly you're like, I'm just going to do this once, so everybody, you know, keep your pants on. But just be like, I'm so freaking upset. You know, it's like, yeah. you know what I'm substituting that word.
Well, that's
for
right. I mean, that's
moment.
that was the criticism.
But if you just say, "Oh, that's so freaking funny,"
yeah,
then maybe that disarms it a little bit. I think the emotional texture of the usage, you know, dictates whether or not people will be offended by it.
But it is acceptable, and it's something that can be said. And the language on broadcast radio has changed a lot over the years. So I've talked about that occasionally. So look, it is the weekend. Have you seen video of that big alligator in Bayou St. John?
That big ass gator? I have.
That thing is huge.
I did see that. And then, I watched the whole bit from Channel 4. The woman who filmed it is one of the people that went and like paddled across the ocean with Jimmy Graham.
Yes.
It's the same woman.
I know.
She's out here paddling.
They saw.
She's already kind of famous.
Yeah. They saw beluga whales and they rode over a walrus. Hey, get see if we can get Don Dubuque on the air.
You want to do something wild?
Well, I want to ask.
Friday. Let's see. Here.
Okay, I want to ask Don Dubuque how that alligator got in Bayou St. John.
All right, let's see.
Because there's an alligator in Bayou St. John. I mean, like a big alligator, like an alligator that you would see down in the swamps.
Let's see.
So how did that alligator get in Bayou St. John? We know sometimes people let little baby alligators go and they grow to be big alligators. I don't know if that's what happened. I don't know if there's like a waterway or something where the alligator could come from the swamp and go somewhere and end up in Bayou St. John. And there are ducks around Bayou St. John. There's some fish in Bayou St. John, I guess carp or something like that. So there's obviously stuff for the alligator to eat, but I want to see if we can get Donna, because Don Dubuque would probably know how the alligator actually got there. So, you know, they were talking about this on the news, and the alligator was seen at one point from the pedestrian bridge at Cabrini, and the students at Cabrini, you know, they go out in kayaks and they do all kind of stuff out on Bayou St. John right there. And they're basically told to not worry about the alligator. Okay, we have Don Dubuque. Hey, Don, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you.
Hi, Don.
So, Don, hey. How did this giant alligator get in Bayou St. John?
Well, I would suspect it probably came out of the City Park lagoons. But then again, it could have came right there through Lake Pontchartrain where it meets Bayou St. John, come directly in it. They can swim a pretty good distance, so I wouldn't have been surprised if some of those marsh areas that would be on the eastern end of Lake Pontchartrain, it could have came from there, followed the shoreline, got into Bayou St. John, and found a happy home there. I would assume there's probably residents that are feeding it. There's lots of ducks and ducklings in there. It's in a pretty pleasant place for a gator.
Are there fish in Bayou St. John?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of fish in there, but rarely could an alligator actually catch a fish. I mean, it might catch a garfish or something that just kind of floats by
okay.
real slow and makes that one grab, but to overtake a fish would be difficult. But small mammals, rats, nutria in particular, any kind of water birds, ducklings, or any shore birds, that's prime chow for the alligator.
Now, I'm assuming there's a danger in people feeding alligators.
Absolutely. That's the worst thing you can do, because then not only do they get conditioned to humans, but they associate humans with food, and, you know, they can't mistake a hot dog for a finger if you get a little too close to them.
Yeah, yeah. So there could be some alligators in Lake Pontchartrain, at least temporarily. I mean, they wouldn't be happy in Lake Pontchartrain, would they?
No, because it's a big open body of water. It'd probably be harder for them to forage food. But an area that's got a lot of grass and trees, kind of a swampy, marshy look to it, that's perfect for them. But in my opinion, I think that gator needs to go. They need to send one of the nuisance gator trappers from Wildlife and Fishery to remove that gator. It's just too much exposure to kids, to dogs, to cats, to pets. I mean, that's basically in a residential area.
Hey,
and
Don,
they'll come and get that. They could catch that alligator in a matter of minutes.
Don, if the alligator did indeed come out of the City Park lagoons, would he not have to cross over Wisner Boulevard?
I mean, that's not a problem.
I mean, they don't move very fast, though. I would think. I mean, there's a lot of traffic on Wisner Boulevard. You got to kind of haul ass if you're going to get across all those lanes of traffic and get to the bayou.
Haven't you seen the signs that say alligator crossing?
I have seen the signs that say alligator.
Are you
crossing.
Serious?
Well, not on Wisner Boulevard, but you know, I just thought that was like a alligator parking here, just like something you'd buy at like a novelty gift shop or something.
Alligators kind of go anywhere they want.
Yeah, we also need to get NOPD on this, because if that alligator is not crossing at the crosswalk, that's going to be a problem.
That could be dangerous. Don't feed gators, and gators should know better than to be crossing Wisner Boulevard.
But Don, should people who kayak in Bayou St. John be concerned?
Well, generally an alligator won't bother you if you're in a kayak, but then again, it could. It just depends on the gator and how familiar it gets with people.
Yeah.
I would not feel comfortable in a kayak next to an alligator. I'm saying it looked to me to be at least 7 foot, maybe 8 foot.
Yeah, it was big. I mean, it had a big fat tail, too.
Yeah, people underestimate the power of that tail. I mean, that tail can break a leg if you're on land and you get too close to it.
Oh.
It can take you out.
All right, Don, well, listen, I appreciate your expertise on the alligator in Bayou St. John.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll get it out of there and relocate it to a better place. And that's the way they used to pay the nuisance gator. They got to keep the alligator, and it had a lot of value to it. But that's the reason why we're seeing so many alligators popping up at places where you never saw them before. There's a population explosion, and it's because the hunters and the trappers don't see the value in them anymore economically, and they're just not going out and trapping.
Don, on the text line here, there's a text that says gator was in the river behind Ochsner. I remember I saw an alligator in the river kind of by the moonwalk right downtown, and I didn't think, and then like an hour later, I thought, whoa, that's actually quite unusual. I don't know if that's unusual because just in my observance, I haven't seen gators in the Mississippi River. Is that typical? Do they hang out in the Mississippi River kind of like in the metro area?
Well, they would along those backwater areas, you know, around the Bachelor, where you still got trees and the water is not so fast moving. But it's like Lake Pontchartrain. The river's real deep. It's not a place for them to feed easily. Hey, they use them as travel routes and go from place to place up in the spillway and get into the lake and into the river on both ends.
Wow.
Amazing.
Just kind of scary, though, to see that that alligator right there in Bayou St. John, so close, as you say, to residential areas. And, you know, kids and pets play around that area, and it wouldn't be much for a pet to disappear because that alligator's big and might be hungry.
Yeah, and dogs are kind of curious sometimes, especially the little ones. They'll go right to the edge of the bank, and those alligators are surprisingly quick. They can jump on a dog or a cat in no time. I suspect after there's enough publicity and complaints, they're going to remove that alligator. He just is not a good place for him to be.
All right. Don, thanks for your expertise.
Okay, guys.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Have you seen that alligator? Yeah, and there are alligators in the City Park Lagoon, and now there's a really big one in Bayou St. John.
Where do you find this?
Oh, man, I've got a very deep music library that I pick music from.
You're supposed to influence your grandkids' music taste, not the other way around.
Yeah. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Friday afternoon, a little on the hot side, but hey, I think we're going to get a cool front coming through here next week, so it's good news. I'm Scoot on the air. We're talking about this giant alligator in the Bayou St. John Lagoon, and it might have come from City Park. There are alligators in the City Park Lagoon, and so, you know, you got to be careful. I know when my grandkids and my son and daughter-in-law were in town recently, we go to that playground at City Park. They get coffee and donuts at Cafe Du Monde there. Cafe Du Monde, yeah. And then they go over to the playground and play. And, you know, when they get close to the water, we tell them to, you know, we got to be careful. And I'm right there with them because, you know, as Don Dubuque said, alligators are fast. And if they're in the water, they could be lurking in the water in an area that you don't see them. And they could just leap out and grab a kid or grab a pet and, you know, pull it into the water, and you know you don't want that to happen. If you have seen the alligator, I'd love to talk to you. Also, a coyote was spotted in Lakeview recently. It was trapped and euthanized according to the guidelines, and I'm looking at a picture of the coyote, and you know, I mean, it looks kind of skinny. It looks really scared. There's a light shining on the coyote, and you know, you kind of feel sorry for them. I mean, we can't have them in the neighborhood. I get that because I think they love the taste of cats and really can't have that. But, you know, you got to feel sorry for some of these animals. I guess they were led into that area for, you know, for food or for whatever reason. But, you know, I'm sure they would rather be out in the wild and not be in the context of a busy, noisy neighborhood. Let's go to Big Mike, who's in Bayou Liberty. Hey, Big Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Huh? That's good. Hey, I want to say something about them alligators, man. There's way too many of them. You know, they never had alligators like that over here on the North Shore like they got now. You know, one night, my friend went frogging. They counted 60-something. I go shrimping with the cast net. And I count 42, not 3 or 4 miles from my house on the bayou. You know, you see 42 alligators, You know, some of the little bayous, like off the big bayou,
yeah.
Like one bayou Boutte. There'll be five or six of them out front of the little bayou Malamé. There'll be a bunch of them right there all around bayou Malamé. You know, and as far as seeing them in the lake, I seen like five or six of them one day fishing out on the lakeshore.
Really?
Between Bayou Liberty and the pipeline. Seen five of them, six of them playing all down the lakeshore. And you look out way in the lake, way out there, they got one big one about 12, 13 foot out there floating.
Really? Because, you know, they don't like that big open water. They like a marshy area, closed in an area with marsh and trees more than that. Did you feel threatened at all by the gators?
One time we was out there shrimping one night, throwing a cast net by the fork of the bayou. They had one big one. I remember telling y'all, we called him Frankie. He was huge. He was
wait. He's such a regular that you gave him a name?
Yeah. He was the only big one out there. He would come up to your boat like he was hungry.
Wow.
You know, we pushed him away a couple of times, and he kind of swam off. And another time, we hit him with this pole, you know, that we stick down to hold the boat in place, you know.
Yeah.
And we hit, and we never did see him after that. But he was huge, man. He'd come right up to the boat. I could have reached down and petted him.
Wow.
That's how close. But I've never seen him, you know. One tore up my brother's catfish trap not long ago in the bayou. You know, they tearing everything up, man. You can't take your kids swimming. You can't take them pulling a tube or skiing or anything like that. And you can't take your dog out there to go retrieve your ducks during teal season right now.
And so, Big Mike, you say that you're seeing a lot more than you saw years ago.
Man, I ain't never seen alligators like this in my life. I'm 64, Scoop.
Well, Big Mike, you know, Don Dubuque was just saying that it's because they're not hunting them anymore, that there doesn't seem to be as much value in hunting alligators. And I know that, you know, years ago, eating alligator meat was like, you know, eating alligator was really, you know, kind of a novelty. Maybe that novelty's worn off, and maybe people aren't wearing, you know, alligator boots, and maybe they're not, buying alligator wallets.
Yeah, alligator's good. You just got to ball it for a while and make it tender.
Yeah.
You know, but look, U.S. Fish and Wildlife over here, they don't have a season in their land. So all the big dominant alligators run the other alligators off in the bayou and everywhere else.
Oh.
You know, so and they won't do nothing about it. U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries, they need to be put on the spot about this. And Jeff Landry, if you got any kind of caging in him, he should be doing something about this, like a merger thing. Bring in the National Guard if you want. That's all right with me.
Bring in the National Guard to get the alligator. Yeah. So they're fighting crime in other cities, but the National Guard comes here to fight alligators.
Them guys ain't worried about the alligators. Them U.S. Fish and Wildlife guys. They worried about catching somebody with a joint and writing them a $530 fine.
Oh, wow.
That's what they worried about.
Wow.
And the alligators, you can't take your kids. The guy a few years back that got killed in Slot Hill, the alligator ate him. I knew that guy. He worked with my little nephew. You know, it's unreal. The man, yeah. The people, you know, and then it's going to happen to some kid, like the little kid in New Orleans. Then it's going to happen to some kid, and they're going to say, oh, man, we got to do something about the alligators.
Well, Mike, you know what? You're sending the word out there, and I'm sure if they're not listening, it's gonna get back to them that you talked about them.
Yeah.
Listen, Big Mike, I appreciate that information, and you stay away from the gators out there.
All right, man. Look, I appreciate it, man. But look, as far as the alligators going out in the lake, they crossing through the trestle, coming across the lake. A friend of mine seen some one out there coming through the trestle, under by the piling. They
really?
Go down Bayou Sauvage. They come out of Bayou Sauvage and go down the lakeshore toward y'all.
Wow.
You know, they're everywhere, dude. They're everywhere. I've never seen them like this, man. But,
wow.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call, man.
All right, Big Mike. Listen, I appreciate you listening at Bayou Liberty. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, and it is free for all Fridays, so we can also talk about what you want to talk about. But now let's try and stay away from politics. Well, for the most part. The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. And coyotes are moving into neighborhoods, and we've got to be careful about that as well. All right, it's Friday afternoon, and we'll be back on...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. It's a warm free-for-all Friday in mid-September, but yeah, you know, we'll get a relief soon. Cold front's supposed to try to get through the area next week, and it'll be fun to talk about that on Monday and Tuesday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. We're talking about the giant gator that's been seen in Bayou St. John. Gary from New Orleans. Gary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, check this out. I'm launching my boat at the boat launch in Kennett and the Williams Boulevard. So I'm in the water unhooking it, and this lady on the next pier yells, "Hey, watch out! They got an alligator." This alligator is probably 3 feet away.
At the boat launch in Kenner.
10 foot long.
A 10 foot alligator at the boat launch in Kenner?
Yes.
Wow.
And man, yeah, I kind of got out of the water quick because it looked little, just looking at him with his head sticking out. So I called Wildlife and Fisheries. And they came right out. They grabbed the alligator. You could see it was a big alligator, and every bit of 10 foot.
Wow.
And
that's
the
a
guy
big gator.
Said that they were coming from the La Branch wetlands, which is, you know, about Spillway, going over the 12 mile interstate going to La Place.
Yeah.
And working their way down the shoreline. So that's probably something that's happening on the South Shore.
Yeah, because you know, this there are a lot of I appreciate that. There are a lot of kids, you know, around boat launches, and there are a lot of young people who are on like jet skis and you know Sea-Doos and vehicles like that, watercraft like that, and I would assume that right out there in the lake, you know, sometimes you're going to see people on inner tubes being pulled by a boat.
Oh, yeah, it was a good weekend, you know, sunny, and the place was packed with people, just what you say, with Sea-Doos, small boats, kids, people fishing off the bank. And the problem is bigger than I think with wildlife. Well, I'm sure Wildlife and Fisheries knows what the problem is. They probably just don't have the manpower to deal with it.
I wonder why. I wonder why they're suddenly migrating into these other areas. I mean, is the food supply where they are running out? I wonder why.
Well, you know, Scoot, they have alligator season, you know, like you see on TV. Swamp people go kill a certain amount of alligators.
Yeah.
I think the population has just grown so much that they may not be on top of exactly the quantity, or they don't have the resources to take care of it, or they're just not doing what they need to do. But I think a little more emphasis on rounding up some of these gators need to happen.
Gary, I really appreciate the information. Thanks for calling and have a great weekend. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
I've got some gator texts in them, but I'm thinking about the Kenner boat launch in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, why isn't there a ferry? Why isn't there a ferry that goes across the lake to Mandeville or Slidell?
Well, I guess because of the causeway and the twin spans. I guess it's easy enough to get across, and operating a ferry would probably be expensive.
Yeah, I guess ferries are probably pretty expensive. It just seems like, you know, that's the kind of thing people would probably pay a little bit of extra money for.
It would be
really suggesting people commute like that.
Yeah,
but, you know, if I was going to go up to Mandeville for the day, or
but I guess the key would be, is there a central location populated enough at the other end that you would just want to stop there, because you wouldn't have a car.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a car.
So it'd have to be worth it for you to just get off and stop right there.
I hope somebody with some money is listening right now. I'm just throwing out billion-dollar ideas on a $20 budget. Here's a text that says, "Hey, in addition to the threat from the Bayou St. John alligator, coyotes have started to reappear in Lakeview. Thankfully, it was trapped and euthanized."
Why Lakeview? I mean, where are they coming from to go to Lakeview?
They're going to the Velvet Cactus. They're going to get those tacos.
Okay. I mean, I know that they like nice neighborhoods. Lakeview's a nice neighborhood. I mean, if you're a coyote, why wouldn't you want to go? You're going to get better food maybe in a nicer neighborhood.
Go hang out at Parlay's.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's a good time. Here's a text message that says, I think Ian needs to coordinate a remake of Alien versus Predator and call it Alligator versus Coyote.
I think the alligator would win. My money's on the gator.
I don't know. I mean, people thought the predator would win, but it didn't quite work like that all the time. Here's a text that says, you have to get tags from wildlife and fisheries to hunt alligators, which is very political. Tags are not distributed by the number of gators in the area, but by decisions made by wildlife and fisheries. And yes, they are overpopulated all over.
You know, look, here I am trying the best I can to not talk about politics. And we're talking about the alligators.
Inevitable. It's everywhere.
And then politics comes into play when you talk about getting the tags. And I'm not surprised because there's so much in this state, so much in this city that is politically driven that I'm not surprised that there's politics involved in getting the tags. Well, if the alligator population is growing out of control, then maybe they ought to loosen that up a little bit and let more people get tags.
Politics is not the shark. It's the water.
Yeah, you're
right.
Here's
a text from Soothsayer Sam. Soothsayer Sam says about that alligator, alligator don't care. He just go where he wants. Come on, honey badger, let's go for a swim, LOL.
Let me tell you that. Honey badger, my money's on the gator. My money's on the gator over the honey badger. The honey badger's not going to kill the alligator.
Oh, my God.
The honey badger's going to kill. How is the honey badger going to kill the alligator?
The honey badger don't care, man. Honey badger do what he want.
The alligator don't care
either. Oh, my God, look at him just ripping it open. Ew. Here's a text that says, we got big gators in the neighborhood drainage ditch down in Houma.
Well, that's Houma. You know, yeah. I guess you're so close to the swamp. I guess I'm not really surprised. But if that's just a drainage ditch, I mean, that would be like the West Esplanade Canal.
Yeah, they're just coming in and out of there all day long. I texted that person back and I said, I bet. And those are big, tough gators from the wrong side of the tracks, not like these sissy city gators.
City gators, yeah. We got sissy gators up here.
Sissy gators.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, they just want to, if they move on, they want to become a nice purse for somebody. Or a nice wallet or a nice pair of shoes. Those tough alligators, they don't want to die, They want
suitcase.
To live.
Kick-ass gator suitcase.
There's a joke in there somewhere about, anyway, I can't tell that joke, but it was about a, I can't tell it. Starts out as a wallet, but if you stroke it, it becomes a suitcase.
Let's take a break.
I'll tell you about the joke off the air. All right, we got to take a break. If you're on hold today with us, we'll be right back with more. It's Free for All Friday. It is the weekend. And I hope that you're looking for a nice, fun time this weekend. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to your calls right after the news at the top of the hour. That's right. We're talking to Arthur. We're going to talk to Arthur Hardy, who's retiring. But we'll also get to your calls in the next hour. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1973, Gram Parsons of the Byrds died. He was 26 years old, just missing the 27 Club by 1 year. He had been clean. He went through drug and alcohol rehab and was clean. He took a trip to the Joshua Tree National Park, and at the Joshua Tree Inn, he took a shot of liquid morphine, and that was it. Gram Parsons was done. His friend Keith Richards said, when you're clean and sober, that's not a mistake that you want to make. All right, we're going to talk to Arthur Hardy. He is retiring. And also, we'll get to your calls and we'll talk more about the Gator coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.